Welcome to the News Hour. Just hours before the Olympics opening ceremony, saboteurs launched a coordinated arson attack on French train lines.
It stranded nearly a million travelers and sparked even more concerns about potential threats to the Games, which are being protected by unprecedented security. Nick Schifrin starts our coverage.
In Paris train stations this morning, crowds in confusion after coordinated attacks on France's high-speed rail lines. The overnight sabotage severed signaling cables that controlled the northbound, westbound, and eastbound lines. A fourth attack on the southbound line was foiled. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said the perpetrators knew what they were doing.
This operation has been prepared, coordinated, and key points have been targeted, which shows a certain knowledge of the network in order to know where to hit.
French officials haven't specified a suspect, but acknowledge the Games face threats. 45,000 police, 18,000 soldiers, and 18,000 security contractors have created a huge security perimeter and closed Paris's airspace within 90 miles. In April, French President Emmanuel Macron inaugurated the Aquatic Center and warned of one possible perpetrator. Russia.
I have no doubt, yes, I have no doubt, including in informational terms. Every day it fuels rumors about the fact that we could not do this or that, so it would be a risk.
This week, France arrested a Russian national for planning to, quote, destabilize the Olympics, identified as a Le Cordon Bleu trained Russian intelligence officer by an investigation of The Insider, Le Monde, and Der Spiegel.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Tom Cruise, the actor.
Russia's also launched a campaign of disinformation.
I will shed some light on the venal executives of the International Olympic Committee.
Microsoft accused a Russian influence actor of using artificial intelligence to create a fake movie to disparage the IOC. Microsoft also found a Russian-created fake CIA video warning of a high terror risk. And a fake Hamas video that Microsoft also said Russia created. But Russia's efforts expand beyond France because of European support for Ukraine, said NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
We have seen a pattern, a Russian campaign organized by the security services to conduct hostile actions against NATO allies across the lines.
In Germany, that included a plot to assassinate the CEO of its largest weapons manufacturer and the arrest of two German Russians on suspicion of plotting sabotage attacks against U.S. bases. Last weekend, Spanish police arrested what they called pro-Russian hackers for cyber attacks on members of NATO. French intelligence reportedly believe Russia is behind coffins left at the base of the Eiffel Tower labeled French soldiers in Ukraine, as well as graffiti that defaced Paris's Holocaust memorial. And in March, British authorities expelled the Russian defense attaché and restricted Russian diplomatic visas after a suspected arson attack on a Ukraine-linked business that then-Home Secretary James Cleverly called part of a pattern.
These activities bear all the hallmarks of a deliberate campaign by Russia designed to bring the war home across Europe and to undermine our collective resolve to support Ukraine and its fight. It will not work.
But the terrorism threat is real. In 2015, before Paris won the Games, Islamic State stormed sites across the city and killed more than 130. And since this year's ISIS-K attack that burned down a Moscow concert hall and killed more than 130, U.S. officials have warned that ISIS wants to attack Europe, a desire increased by the war in Gaza, said recently retired National Counterterrorism Center Director Christine Abizade.
And so the energy in the system created by Gaza, the ability of an organization like ISIS to exploit that energy because of more sophisticated propaganda, because they have evolved their model to tap into that energy in a way that we haven't seen in years, really raises a significant concern for us.
The U.S. Security Coordination for the Olympics is led by the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service, whose Deputy Director of Major Events Coordination, Tim Ayers, told me today that while he couldn't provide any details of today's attacks, quote, working 2.5 years with the French, we've been with them since the get-go, and we have full confidence in their security plan. To discuss this more, I'm joined by Javed Ali, Associate Professor of Public Policy at the University of Michigan and a former official in the FBI and DHS and former Senior Director for Counterterrorism on the National Security Council under President Trump. Javed Ali, thanks very much. Welcome to the NewsHour. What do you make of this particular attack, not on the Olympics, but certainly around the Olympics right before it starts?
Well, Nick, great to be with you. And the attack from early today has some interesting features. Obviously, deliberate sequence for multiple trains to be hit almost at the same time. But at the on the flip side, not designed apparently to kill people. And there's no claim of responsibility either. So it's hard to know definitively who did this. And my speculation right now, this was caused more for a mass disruption than mass casualty terrorism.
Clearly a disruption trying to send the message that, hey, we know where these train signals or these particular spots are in order to disrupt the system. As our story laid out, the French authorities are being careful. They're not pointing their finger at anyone. But we have had an accusation by Prime Minister Macron that Russia could attack the Games, and you have this environment in which Russia has launched multiple attacks in Europe. So, therefore, could it be some kind of Russian intelligence even cutout?
So, the Russian angle is definitely a strong one, and depending on how far back you stretch the timeline, Russia has been very aggressive on European soil, both in the physical world and the virtual world for almost a decade. Now, does this one attack sort of fit into that larger track record of these Russian directed or sponsored operations? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But in going back to what Russia has done previously, they tend to be very aggressive and sometimes lethal in terms of actually trying to kill people. Now, this doesn't seem to have been designed to do that, but maybe this is a shot across the bow from the Russians to the West and Europe.
And as our story points out, most of what we've seen from Russia in the last few months have been connected to Ukraine, whether it's European officials who are helping create weapons for Ukraine or Ukrainians themselves across Europe.
Those attacks, I think you can put in a different category because they seem to have been designed to undercut support for the Ukrainian war effort or actually sort of limit the flow of weapons or arms to Ukraine. But this doesn't seem to track with that. It seems to have sort of a different political calculus. If it is the Russians, then again, I'm not convinced that it is at this particular point.
And finally, we saw an accusation by Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, blaming Iran. Just to make sure, we don't have any evidence of that yet.
Not right now. And again, what would be the incentive for the Iranians to do something like this in France, right at the lead up to the Olympics? It would seem counterproductive and work against their broader interests.
Let's zoom out. As we heard from Chrissy Abizade, the former National Counterterrorism Center director, talking about the larger threat from ISIS being higher today. We've seen ISIS attacks, of course, in Paris. We've seen more recent attacks in Moscow, in Iran, fueled in part by the war in Gaza. From your perspective, how high is the risk of ISIS terrorism today across the world?
Well, the ISIS Khorasan threat within the broader ISIS phenomena is probably the most acute. And as you mentioned, Nick, we've seen these attacks in 2024 that have been highly lethal, highly destructive.
Moscow and Iran
are
the biggest ones.
I believe one of the reasons why I think the French security presence is so aggressive now is to prevent and or deter any kind of ISIS-K mass casualty attack. And for ISIS Khorasan to try to launch an attack like they pulled off earlier this year in Moscow and Iran would be very, very difficult. Doesn't mean they won't try, but you need the human capital and the people to pull that off. But the French, I think, have taken that threat seriously, and that's why we've seen so much security already arrayed, not only in Paris, but the surrounding area.
This is an unprecedented level of security that the French have thrown at the Games, even more than previous Games, which every time we have an Olympics Games, it feels like we talk about unprecedented security. How do you rate the French security apparatus?
Well, having worked with the French during my career, I mean, they're very professional, have tremendous capabilities on their own through their intelligence services, the law enforcement, the military side, and we're seeing that play out in the Olympics right now. But even to sort of compare it to past Olympics or what we try to do here in the U.S. when we have these large special events, you're never going to have 100% security. There is always going to be, unfortunately, a vulnerability, then it's a question of intent and capability for some malign actor to exploit that. Now, hopefully nothing does happen. And again, the French have been working on this for a couple of years, hand in glove with other partners, including the United States. But there are probably still small gaps in that very, very significant security posture.
And finally, that U.S.-French cooperation. Obviously, the intelligence services share information. You've got a lot of State Department and diplomatic coordination. How much does a French apparatus rely on U.S. intelligence, U.S. assistance when it comes to this kind of event?
Well, the French are very capable on their own from their own intelligence capabilities. They have an excellent domestic service and a foreign service as well. But if the U.S., let's say in the run-up to the Olympics, had very specific threat information about threats to the Games, that would be passed automatically to the French if they weren't able to discern that on their own. I don't have to imagine that's going on in real time, and will continue to go on throughout the course of the Olympics.
Javed Ali, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Nick.